Thank God, I appreciate you. Amen. Well, you get to thinking about what you really do have in the Lord Jesus. Amen. That's where the blessings are. Amen. Blessings, thank God for temporal things, but they're going to pass away. Amen. Thank God for the eternal things. He said, set your affection on them. I want you to look in Deuteronomy. I've been reading through this book. And, there's a lot of things said, and then you try to make a New Testament application of what the Lord done for the Hebrew people. And thank God for the greatest one. Amen. None greater than Christ. Amen. He said a greater one than Solomon's here. Amen. He's greater. Amen. That's right. He is the great one. I thank God that he did come through the line of the Jew. But I'm thankful, brethren. Listen, he was God before he ever was a man. Amen. And he always will be God. Never been a time he wasn't God. Amen. That's right. The God-man. That's what we say. That's the difference between us and every religion that there is. That we serve a God. Thank God that came and become man. Amen. Thank God rose again in the authority and power of his own power. Went back to heaven, ascended to heaven. Thank God. Amen. And he ever lived to make intercession for his people. In fact, John 17, Jesus prayed, and brethren, he prayed for his people, but not only did he pray for his men that God had given him, he prayed, thank God, for us. He said, for them that would believe on him through their word. It's been passed down, thank God, through the ages that the gospel, amen's been preached, the gospel of Christ, the power of God unto salvation, everyone that believeth. Thank God, the gospel's good news to the dying man, to the lawbreaker, to them that have no hope. The gospel's good news. We never desired it till we got in trouble and knew we needed it. Amen. You never didn't care about what anybody said about God nor the gospel until the Holy Spirit of God convicted you of your sin and you seen your need for the gospel. I'm glad, thank God, this is a gift this morning. It's not nothing I deserve. It's just something God done for me on his own goodness. Amen. The goodness of God leads men to repentance. It is the goodness of God that brought me to repentance. Amen. I'm glad for Holy Spirit conviction. I'm thankful that God used the word to prick me in the heart and reprove me of where I was. But thank God he didn't do it just to leave me there. Amen. He done it, thank God, to bring me in. He said it this morning. Amen. He delivered me out to bring me in. He just didn't deliver me. He brought me out, thank God, from where I was at to bring me in, thank God, where I am now. The Jews was God's people. He desired them not because they were men. They were few. They were the fewest. Amen. Why did God do that? Because he loved them. The Bible said, and brethren, this morning, that's the reason he done for that. Us, we didn't know that. Amen. I didn't know if somebody told me God loved me. That's a general statement. Amen. But listen, thank God when I found out how much he loved me through, amen, what he done for me. Thank God, brethren, that's when it made a difference in me. Amen. He gave the grace of God to me. He is grace. But it takes the grace of God. The new birth is nothing you can do. It's something he does. When we get away from all these things that what men's preaching today and saying this is what you need to do, you've already done it. You sin. Amen. He done for us what we could not do for ourselves. He done for me what I didn't desire. He done for me, thank God, that he birthed me in the family of God by the grace and power of God. It's not, I did not get here the first time by my choice. I didn't choose to be born, thank God. Amen. Friday was my earthly birthday. Thank God, 63. Amen. My wife said, now you'll be talking about wanting to be 64. Amen. I'm headed that way. Amen. But I had no choice in it. I didn't choose who my parents was. I didn't choose the day I'd be born. I didn't choose none of it. Amen. I did not exist as far as I knew. Amen. But I'm telling you this. God, he brought me into this world by the supernatural works of God. Amen. It's still that way, friend. The birth, thank God, natural birth is a supernatural act of God. You can't come up with that. That's what God did. Amen. Listen, thank God, the new birth like that. I did not choose to be born again. And you did not. Amen. You tell people all today, Jesus said you must be born again. That's what he said. He said, how can these things be? Brother, he said, the wind blow where it listeth. And thou hearest the sound
around them and canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that's born the Spirit. It's an act of God. It's a quickening work. It's a making alive. Amen. It's giving you life, thank God. Amen. Listen, repentance and faith come after, amen, the quickening work, because a dead man can't repent. He can't believe. He can't believe because it's a gift. Everything is. Repentance is a gift. Amen. The believing's a gift. You never would have believed had he not enabled you to believe. Amen. Listen. Thank God. Listen. Childlike faith is a gift. Friend, you don't have it. It's God that gives it to you. How can you muster it up? Thank God you mentioned that man. Amen. Listen, that says speak the word only. But can I tell you this? He told Jesus. He said, I'm in authority. Amen. He did. He had authority over men. Amen. But he didn't have the authority to get his servant healed. And that's what he said. He said, thank God, I know. Amen. You'll speak the word only. Amen. I don't have the authority to do it. I've got authority over these men in army. But you got the authority to speak the word. Amen. And my servant be healed. And he knew that. Amen. Jesus done it. And Jesus said, I ain't saw such great faith. He knew the order of authority. He knew had the ultimate authority. And the ultimate authority is in him. And brethren, you don't know that. I ain't got to tell you meet him. And no, thank God that he's all authority. All authority's been given to him. And brethren, this morning, thank God he is my authority. Amen. What the brother said, Brother Kevin's right. Amen. Listen, about digging that thing, friend. Amen. That's right. Hey, God, he got down on the rock. Amen. That's where it's at. At the rock, I'm telling you, thank God. The water came out of the rock. Amen. Who came? The water of life came. Amen. They had to have it if man's going to live. Hey, God, friend, thank God. Amen. He smote the rock and water came out. Thank God, that's what he did on Calvary. He was smote for sin washed, and the water came out, and we got it, Brother Todd, and it quenched our thirst. Oh, then we're mad. Thank God, I'm glad for it. Hallelujah. Thank God, I'm glad I'm in this morning. I'm glad, thank God, I'm saved. And brother, that's a blessing this morning. Amen. Thank God, I'm telling you what I got. Amen. Bless his name. Look at Deuteronomy here. He went 40 years in the wilderness. You know, they traveled around in that thing in a circle. Amen. About like most people. Thank God, I feel like I'm in it sometime. Amen. This circle traveling. Amen. Just wandering around. Brother, I'm glad. Thank God. Listen, I'm going to tell you this morning. Amen. I've got a good shepherd. He ain't going to let me just travel around in a circle. Amen. He's going to lead me into that good pasture. Amen. Where the still waters are. Amen. Thank God. Brother, I'm glad for that. Listen, I'm getting ahead of myself. Brother, he gave them land. He said, you got all this land. He said, go and take it. Amen. Them people said, well, let's send some people out and look what is down there. Amen. Thank God they all just went. Amen. But Moses sent 12 spies out. Amen. They got down there and they got to looking. Amen. Thank God, friend. They saw that fruit. Amen. I told my wife this. I don't know how big them people were, but they was called tall. Amen. And they was great people, I believe, in size and in number. I believe that. Amen. They looked down at the Anakims and all them big, tall people. Amen. Thank God, friend. They couldn't even carry the fruit out. Amen. It was so big. Amen. Brother, you can't comprehend that. Thank God, could you imagine? Brother, thank God when they bringing grapes back, amen, and all this fruit, and said, looky here, we got it, brother. And then they discouraged the crowd, 10 of them did, and said, them people's too big, we can't go down there amongst them. They'll take us, amen. That's right, buddy, and they'll take you too. If you don't believe the one thing taking care of you, brother, they didn't believe God. That's why they didn't go in, as they was in unbelief. unbelief. Brother, there are some things this morning God's got, but it ain't going to come no other way but by faith. Amen. It ain't going to come, brother, listen, by sight. And they saw this great crowd of people and these big old giants. Amen. They said, we can't do it. Thank God. Caleb said, yeah, we can. And Joshua said, yeah, we can. Amen. Thank God we can. God done give it to us. Listen to me this morning. I'm not looking to gain land, okay? But I'm telling you what he's already done is already fulfilled. He's done conquered it all. Amen. Listen, friend, I'm not fighting to get it. It's already been given. Amen. I know we fight battles day by day. Inward battles more than anything. Wrestling's within and without. But I'm telling you this, friend, there ain't another thing you got to do. Amen. To give me what I need this morning. I've already got it. Amen. Everything I have is in him. He's already conquered it, friend. And so we walk by faith. We believe these things. Amen. These people here, brethren, in that day, by sight. Amen. They look by sight. And they've seen things they did not believe God for. And God was angered. He heard them in their own tents. Amen. Saying, well, why'd God bring us out here to kill us? Amen. Look at all them big people over there. Hey, what did this keep us in Egypt? Amen. A lot of times we think that way. Amen. We'll say, wonder why I'm going through this. Why's God brought me out here to kill me? He ain't going to kill you, thank God. He's just testing you. Amen. He tests me. Amen. I fail more than I like to, but I'm telling you this. Thank God he ain't never let me down. Amen. He's always lifting me up. I've been through some hardship. But brother, thank God he's God this morning. Amen. The Bible said, amen, they went down there and they looked. Amen. Listen, thank God you're going to have to be willing to do something. It ain't that you can do it. You got to be willing to do it. Ain't a person in here to live this Bible unless God gives him grace to do it. And you don't want to unless God puts it in you. You can't unless God gives you grace to do it. It ain't in the strength of man. There's not one thing that me or you can do to please him unless it's in Christ. Unless it's by his word that he speaks and the authority of God and gives us grace to do it. Ain't nobody, friend. I can't please him with my hands. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not what we do or don't do. It's peace and rest and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's where it's at, friend. And that's the book this morning. And if you want to see God do something for your life, amen, the key is to trust him. Amen. Just get in there and trust him. Amen. Just do what he says and ask him to help you do it because you ain't going to do it. Amen. Somebody said the other day, he said that feeling this won't listen. I said, I don't know anybody does. Amen. That's right. As we done hard-headed, amen, we're like the rest of this crowd. Amen. The doctor said, don't eat it. And brother, I'll go eat it. Amen. It's just because I don't believe what he's telling me. Amen. Listen, brother, there's some faith that comes along. Thank God we're going to have it because we're just so hard-headed. And people, friend, are stubborn, stiff neck. Amen. But I'm telling you, brother, he still loved them. Thank God and he helped them. Amen. Listen, thank God, but they had to believe something. If they was going to get what God had for them, amen, they had to believe what he told them out of his own mouth. He told them out of his own mouth. Thank God, I've got this for you. He used the man of God, Moses, to tell them. And they wouldn't listen to him. And he called them a bunch of rebels. And brethren, I'm telling you, thank God, the problem today is not that we don't have it. It's because we don't believe it. Amen. That's where it's at. Now, you're not going to see it till you believe it first. You see what I'm saying? You say, I won't see this. Well, you don't believe it. See, I want to see it, and then I'll believe it. No, you're going to believe it, and then you'll see it. That's the only thing you can get in that thing. Amen. What can I do? I mean, this thing's faith all the way. And if you don't believe God, amen, he said in verse number 6 there, he said, the Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, you have dwelt long enough in this mount. Amen. It's about that time. I mean, it's 40 years, brother. Listen, that's a long time. Can I give you this morning? Thank God it's time to get up sometimes. It's time to move on sometimes. I ain't talking about moving on from God nor his will. I'm not moving on, thank God, from the place you've just been sitting in. Amen. And not being willing to go any further with God and what he's got for your life. And you say, well, we sitting there, we singing the same song. I said, that's good. It's according to what's in your heart and how it's blessing you. Amen. Listen, people say, we sing the same song. It don't matter to me about that. It's what my hearts are getting out of it when we do sing it. Amen. Listen, thank God, I can sing Amazing Grace now. And you get to, amen, listen, this afternoon, thank God, hear you sing it. And I'm still blessed by it because it's what's in my heart. It ain't about, listen, oh, people just going through the motions. Amen. We've always done it like this. Grandpa done it like this. Grandma done it like this. That ain't no good, friend. It's what God wants. It's what God's telling you to do. Amen. Nobody will ever do much for God until God does what God really wants him to do. And it don't really matter what grandma did and what grandpa did. And it really don't matter, brother, what they done 30 years ago. It matters what we got now and where we at now and what we need to do now. And you go sit there and die in the wilderness instead of going, thank God, into what God's got for you and being blessed to God. Amen. That's where it's at now. I thank God. Listen, I won't say this. I thank God for the old people that trod the path. I thank God for men like Brother Robert Cranfield, that was a praying man that trod the path. And I can tell you, I know he's a praying man. And Brother Hobson said that he said he told him he was praying for him. He tell you he's praying for you, he's praying for you. I knew that. I told you I went by his house. I ain't got him and Brother Milby went rabbit hunting one morning. He said, you won't go. And that was a little time I just didn't want to go. I mean, and I said, I think I'll just go ahead and pray. And he said, well, I usually pray by my bed. I got a little piece of carpet there. Amen, by my bed. Had a little old strand of carpet by his bed. And I said, all right, I'll go down there and pray. I didn't think nothing about it. But when I knelt down on that carpet, the Holy Ghost said, here I am. I come to help you pray this morning. Amen. You know what that told me? He'd been praying there. God had been meeting him there. Amen. Listen, he had done trod the path, what I'm saying. It was already down, brother. Amen. You say you believe that preacher? Well, he's in me. That's right. And when I knelt down, thank God, there's a witness of God. Amen. The Holy Ghost had been meeting with this other brother here, and he had been trodding that path a long time. And I say amen to it. Listen, thank God for the old people. Thank God for them. But brother, I'm telling you, and you get what I'm saying, I'm going to use me in this. Amen. If I die today, God ain't dead. Amen. He ain't changed. He's still the same God, friend. He ain't going to wrinkle his hand and say, oh, height's gone now. Wonder what the church is going to do. I'm the head of it. Amen. He said, height wasn't the head. He's a part of it. He's in the body. Amen. But brother, I can't praise him in the grave. I can't preach him in the grave. My testimony still speaks. But brother, listen, I ain't got unless you're willing while you're living. I ain't got to get up and go forward and go get what God's got. You'll still die that way. That's why churches are dying today, is because they don't want no more of God. Amen.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you another reason they're dying. They don't want to acknowledge him to be the sovereign almighty God. They made him a little Jesus that you can please come and accept him. Brother, you don't accept him. He accepts you. There ain't no such a thing. It takes two to get married, and that's between a man and a woman. And I remember, thank God, amen, and I've presided over many of these weddings. Some of you's in here. God help them. He said, we going to get Boy Hyde to do it. I said, oh, Lord, help them. Amen. It'd be better off getting a professional, but I ain't a professional. But anyway, the bride's got to come down the aisle to get hooked up with the man.
Yep.
And she's being ushered down.
Yeah. Right.
And all I know was he asked me, did I take this woman to be my lawful wedded bride? And I said, I do. That's all I said. But I could never say I do till I was asked. Amen. And brother, you ain't going to get right with God until the Holy Ghost, amen, ask, thank God, amen, listen, here he is, amen, listen, will you go with this man? That's what they asked, thank God, Rebecca, and she said, I'll go with him, amen. Brother, that's the way it is. You just listen, they got people coming down these aisles, ain't nobody even there, amen. Thank God, you never going to unite with somebody till it takes two. And I know God, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, amen, listen, they always have been. And brother, this thing was set up. And in time, thank God, amen, he brought me, thank God, to himself by the gospel, amen, and got me under conviction of sin and saved my wretched soul. And brother, I'm glad I can say today that not only did I do, I did, amen. They wouldn't get he said, it's time to move on. I won't give you this, I'm through. I ain't preaching long today. Look, you hear what he said. Verse number 21. I won't give you this. Behold, the Lord thy God has set the land before thee. Go up. That's a go means an action word. I mean, if you step in the stoplight and it turns green, you just ain't going to sit there. You're going to get horn cussed if you do. Man, what's wrong with these people? Must be on their phone, my wife used to say. Amen. If it says, brother, the word go means get to going. I mean, how many times did God say go in the Bible? Go. 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 Go up. Preacher says go. Everybody says no. That's the way God is. He says go. Nobody says, yeah, I'll go. Listen, God even asked one time, who will go for me? Who will go for me? Isaiah said, here am I, Lord, send me, I'll go. Somebody's got to go. You got to, listen, he wants you to go forward. This thing ain't going backward. Amen. I mean, listen, it's to go forward. He said, forget them things that are behind. How can you get, you're going to have a short memory on them things behind you because you failed and I failed. We've sinned and everything else and we've looked at ourselves and said unto God, how can I get this far knowing what God had back there? Amen. Because he had me and I didn't do what I told, everything I could have done. Amen. I'm same boat. But I'm telling you what, I can't go back and redo what I done yesterday. I can't go back and make over what I did. I can confess it. I can restore. Amen. By the help of God. But I'm telling you, he said, press forward. Go forward. There's something for you. Amen. There's a mark. That's the mark of the fullness of Christ. Amen. We're coming to that point. Amen. At the end, friend. But we're to press toward the mark. Amen. We're to reach and strive for it. Amen. We forget what's behind. We can't do nothing about it. I ain't got everything behind you. My friend, behind you. Amen. You say, preacher, I made a mess of things. Well, I have too. Everybody has to be honest. Somebody said, I don't never have that problem. I said, well, you lied. Your heart's deceitful above all things. That's wicked. Who can know it? There ain't a person, listen, there ain't a person in this building this morning that can say that they've done everything and they could and they exactly where they ought to be. I can say I'm where I ought to be in Christ, but not, I'm not where I could have been in the obedience of pressing on. And listen, now I believe in the God of heaven, the will of God, but I'm telling you what, there is choices we make. God give you a will to choose. When you go to Dairy Queen, you're going to choose chocolate. That's what your appetite is. That's your desire. That's right. And that's your choice. It's the thing. It's your choice what car you drive. It's your choice if you can afford it. Amen. Whatever you choose. Praise God. You got choices in this life. I got choices whether I'm going to read the scripture, I'm going to study, I'm going to pray, I'm going to seek the face of God. I've got choices or I can go out. Amen. Do what I want to. Amen. And brethren, what that does is it ain't, God ain't up there at the belt to whoop me to get me to go do what he wants me to do. He could if he wanted to. But God's like this. He said, here it is for you if you want it. Thank God. Go after it. That'd be like sitting down at a table and saying, here it is. Table's full. But it's still up to you to eat it. It's still up to you to eat it. It's still up to you to go. It's It's still up to you to make a choice that you do what this man is telling them. Looky here. I got to go. I got to say something here. He said, go up and possess it. He said, go and possess it. Possess means obtain it. Get it. Listen. I know we have everything in Christ still, but it's obtainable. The wisdom of God is attainable in Christ because he is the wisdom of God. But it's attainable. It's attainable. Amen. It's obtainable. Listen, prayer is something that God asked us and told us to do. Listen, Brother Keith, I believe this is my heart. Yep. Amen to God. Listen, I can pray and God is going to help you if I pray for you.
Sure.
But if I don't, you're not going to get the help you could, God,
that's
when
right.
I did.
Right.
You can believe that or not. And I know this as a preacher, there are certain times when I'm going through the rough and I get up and I say, I feel good in my spirit. I know right then it's the grace of God and somebody's called my name for him. I know that. I know that. But you ain't going to possess something unless you put act to it. He said that, brother. He said, he that heareth the word and doeth them is like unto that man that dug his foundation. Amen. Amen. Listen to what he said in that book there. He said he could not shake it.
Yeah.
You get a hold of that, son. He ain't going to be shaking around. Thank God if you're on the foundation. Amen. Foundation ain't going to shake. If it does, it ain't going to break. Rock. Well, he said that other man, he said, built on the sand. He said, you know what he said? He says, the man that heareth the word and doeth him not is like a foolish man.
Right.
Built his house upon the sand. Notice, you ever saw, and great, when that house fell, it said, and great was the ruin of it.
Right.
That's what it says. So what's it got, preacher? Well, what's this church going to have? I'm talking about the people. Notice this here. Listen, he said, and possess it as the Lord God of the fathers hath said unto thee, fear not, buddy. That right there is something you got to grab hold of. You fear failure. You fear I can't do it. You fear what men's going to think. You fear embarrassment. You fear all these things. You fear he told them before they ever sent them rascals out. He said, listen, there's a bunch of people down there. They tall. And people come back and said, they tall. I mean, he's telling them not to fear. They was going to go look into that land. And he's told them, don't fear. Don't fear. Why do we fear? Why do we live in fear? Why do we fear what somebody thinks? Why do we fear, amen, what this giant looks like? Why do we fear? Why are we fearing? He said, don't fear. Amen. Be not afraid of their faces. Don't be fear about how big they are. Don't be a fear of how many there are. Amen. He said, I'm going to fight you about it. I'm going before you. I've done it. I'll give you this. Ain't got thus confidence, friend, of the reason we don't see a lot. Is we ain't got enough confidence in him. And we're living in fear. What if it don't take place? About killed us. Fear's a tough thing, buddy.
Sure.
Perfect love casteth out fear. Fear hath what? Torments you inwardly. Holy Ghost says, hey, you need to stand up and testify. And you say, well, fear might say something I ought not say. Never will get nowhere. I know this is a carnal illustration, but I got a little sign in my room upstairs, and Babe Ruth said, never fear striking out when you're swinging the bat. Yeah. Don't fear it. You know why people are successful? Listen, it ain't because they big. Of course, it's God, but it's because they don't fear. You know why, Brother Todd, we watch that old Jonathan, he's a man at that boxing, you know. Brother, I've seen little men get in the ring. Hey, look, so little. I said, man, that guy's going to kill him. You know why David killed Goliath? He didn't fear him.
Right.
He didn't fear him. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. We could pray through this morning and say, God, I want that in me. I don't want to look at what I'm facing in life and fear it. I want to look at what I'm facing and know, thank God, if the Lord be for me, who can be against me? And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. Brother, I'm telling you, he said, fear not. Notice the next word, and I'm through here. What he said here, he said, fear not. Too much fear in us about things. Neither be discouraged. Remember when they came back and he said, he didn't, listen, friend, this is what he said, Brother Hobson. I read it a while ago. I've read this and read this and read this. And you think the way I'm preaching, I ain't read it much, but I'm telling you this. He said, when they came back that report and said, hey, look what we've seen down here. It didn't say the world discouraged them. They said the brethren discouraged them.
Right.
Read it. He said, our brethren had discouraged us. Yep. I'm telling you, anybody believes God for something, there better not be nobody in the church ever go to them and say, you better rethink that. I know it's a general statement. It's to God's truth to do what God tells you. The reason we're in the mess today is we just doing what everybody else has said and preached and everything else, and I'm about full up of it.
That's right.
Brother Todd, there ain't nobody in this life that can direct your heart like the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
And he'll never tell you to do anything that's contrary to what God set up in his word. But I know that, but he will say some things sometime that you'll scratch your head and say, is that really what I ought to do? And the Holy Ghost said, yeah, that's what you need to do. And you say, well, wait a minute, do I need to call the preacher? He said, no. He said, I'm greater than him. You don't need to call him. If you want to, that's up to you. But it ain't what he says ain't needful right now. It's what I've told you. Praise God. I'm going to tell you, God had already told him. He didn't need to go ask Moses again. You think we ought to do this? Amen. Moses already said, God said do it. Amen. And you can't just stay right here at this mountain and mess around. Amen. You've been here long enough. And them, ain't God, them people that didn't believe me, their carcasses just fell in the wilderness. Amen. Them kids that didn't know good or evil, didn't know anything. Amen. They're going in because, amen, they wasn't charged with that unbelief. Amen. But Joshua and Caleb, the only over 20, amen, was going in. Friend, if you want to see, listen, that ain't a good percentage, but thank God for the ones that did. And I'm going to tell you this, God bless him. Amen. Thank God. God bless them to feed their enemy, kill them people. Amen. Ain't God fought for them? And God bless him because they went and done what God said under the help of God. I'm telling you this morning, friend, if we're going to see the blessing of God, Christ's already done it. Amen. I don't have to do works. Amen. To get what I got. He's already done the work. I work from that and enjoy the labor from it. And brethren, this morning, it's all by obedience and love toward God. Amen. That's where it's at. That's how you serve him. Bless his name. Thank God. Where we at, brother? Where we at? We appreciate the good word this morning, Brother Hobson. Appreciate the preaching word. Amen. Lord bless you. Let's stand this morning. We will not have a meeting here tonight. No meeting here tonight. We look forward to Wednesday. Hope everybody get cleared up from them. Cleared up. Just get cleared up from this stuff. Amen. God have mercy on us. Amen. If you feel the need to pray, you know you can. Let's have prayer. Brother Hobson, pray for us this morning.